Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, and it is program number 399 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 9 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 27, our current temperature here in Albany, kind of a blustery, windy day on the great outdoors. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Roger Klopaki. Roger, how are you doing? Let's see. Let's push this. And let's see. What are we not doing? Roger, can you hear me? Nope. Okay, let's try this again. All right, not picking up Roger. Let me see once. Hey, Roger, do we have you on the line there yet? Okay, perfect. Hang on. Okay, we'll try this. Now, can we hear you, Roger? Are you there?
I'm here.
Ah, perfect. Yes, I got to push all the buttons to get you in over the board. So, well, very good. Roger Klopaki, longtime musician out of central Minnesota. Roger, we go back quite a ways playing together. And why don't you give us a little background, where you're born and raised, and how'd you get into the music world?
Well, I was born in 1942 in Richmond, Minnesota.
Okay.
My parents were Frank Klopaki, and my mother was Elvina. Her maiden name was Welly. And the Wellys came from a family of a lot of musicians.
Okay. Very good.
Actually, my dad was a musician, too. He tells me, or told me, that he played trombone in the St. Martin Community Band. And he remembers playing a battle of music with the Whoopi John Band at Albany on the 4th of July Bowery. He is very proud of that.
Well, I guess so. Very good. And so did you wind up in Melrose then?
Well, yeah. We, as a kid, my dad farmed south of Albany. I went to a country school between farming and Albany, and then they moved to Melrose.
Okay. Very good. I thought that you did, because as you wound up in the music business, Roger Van Heel, I believe he was out of the same area. You guys were kind of buddies back in those days in the music.
Roger and I went to grade school together at St. Boniface at Melrose, and then we were in high school together.
Okay.
And the first band that I organized at Melrose had Roger in the band.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And he actually played with me until he quit playing a few years ago.
Yeah. Okay. And so you went to school, graduated from Melrose, and then you went on to college as well?
I went to St. Cloud State after Melrose High School, and from there I went to the University of Minnesota Law School.
Okay. And so music was not your main career. You were an attorney, was it, for years? Or?
Yes, I came back to St. Cloud after law school.
Uh-huh.
and practiced with Roger Nierengarten for a short time. Then I became assistant Stearns County attorney, and then formed a partnership with Bud Rinke and Mike Noonan, which is now the Rinke Noonan Law Firm.
Okay, very good. And are you retired, or are you still active yet these days?
Well, I retired from the Minnesota Court of Appeals at age 70,
mm-hmm.
and then I have been appointed since then by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court as a senior judge, and so I'm working right now as a senior judge.
Okay.
Which means I'm doing the same work as I did when I was on the Court of Appeals, except that they call me to see if I want to work a particular week, and if I say no, then I don't have to.
Uh-huh.
So I have a little control over what I'm doing.
Well, very good. And so since that time, you resided in Sartell for a number of years, and now have relocated out in the Cold Spring vicinity, huh?
That's correct. My wife Carol and I live on Big Wateb Lake in Collegeville Township.
Very nice. I've heard that that's sort of God's country out in that direction.
It's very nice.
Yes.
I'm looking out at the lake right now, and I'm watching the swans. And they're doing their last Minnesota routine, I think, before they fly south.
There you go. And I'll bet there's a few white caps out there today as well.
Just a few. We're on the south side of the lake, and the wind's coming from the north, and it's kicking up some good white caps.
You bet. Well, Roger, like I had mentioned earlier, we wound up in the music business, and whether it was a sideline job or not, we had some great times over the year. How'd you get started in the music business?
Well, I actually formed my own band in high school. It's called the Rhythm Stars, and Roger Van Heelen, the band, and some of my cousins, Ken Welly and Janice Meyer, Bill Klimke, Tom Manning, Tony Meyer. And we played youth dances, and we played homecomings and proms in the area. And actually, we played a radio show on your station in my junior year of high school in the summer. Every Sunday, we played from 12:05 to 12:30. We played live.
Wow. Pretty awesome.
We had a lot of fun.
Yes.
From there, I moved to playing some old time, first with my classmate was Arlene Ussendor from Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
Her father, Erhard, had a band called the Siouxliners, and I started playing old time in that band, and then I moved to Gil Stiles' band and played with Gil for many, many years.
Yes, you did. And primarily playing reeds, clarinet, and sax? Or?
Clarinet and saxophone, yes.
Okay. Did you start that in high school already, playing...
Well, actually, I was a clarinet player, and I wanted to play in dance bands, and so I taught myself how to play tenor saxophone with a little help of my band director, Fran Sullivan, who we used to call Sully.
Uh-huh.
Bought my first saxophone from him. He wanted to get a new one, and he sold me his old con tenor.
Okay. Very good. And through the years, of course, Gil sold the band to Ray Dronald, and all of a sudden you surfaced with Ray then, huh?
Yeah, actually, I played with Gil until he sold the band to Ray, and then I continued on playing with Ray.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, Ray kind of went through a youth movement there. Some of you guys had went different directions, and that's when I got into the band, and I think there was four of us young guys that came on the band at that time. I know I was playing second trumpet. Greg Schneider and Roger Kahn were playing saxes at that time. And as things kind of dwindled down, Ray kind of slowed up a little bit playing and did like four or five jobs a year, and then sort of called the old guys back. And I remember playing a lot of old Jerry's Supper Club, the Blue Heron, some of those venues with you and old Roger Van Heel and Danny Baltus.
Yes. Roger, you know, Roger started as a baritone, and then he picked up trombone on his own and tuba.
Uh-huh.
And Roger became a very fine tuba man.
Yes, he did.
Bass man and playing polka music.
You bet. And some of the other members of the Gilt Style and Ray Dronel bands that I really remember well, the drummer, Miney Jensen. Personality? Oh, my gosh.
And Willie Bacchus was playing tuba when I started with the band.
Okay, I've heard of him.
I talked Dan Baltus, who was my American Family Insurance agent from New Munich, to join me when we went over to the Style Band.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you guys were like a combo or a pair back in those years. And I mentioned to you off the air that I've played with a lot of bands through the years, and it seems like reed men or clarinet guys, they kind of blend or bond together. And, boy, you and Danny were really close, really tight. Guys did some beautiful Hulurai numbers, and it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wrote some of those arrangements from the Style Band and the Hulurai style, and Dan and I had a good time playing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mention some of the trumpet guys. There were some good trumpet guys back in those years with Gil Style.
Yeah, actually, before I joined the band, my cousin Vern Meyer had played with them.
Uh-huh.
When I started with the band, Paulson was playing in the band.
Okay.
And then we went through a number of Nelsons from Malacca and Mora, Don, Roger, Dwight, and then Don's son played in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl Voorhees from Morris played in the band for many years.
Yeah, very good trumpet man there. That's who I worked with quite a bit.
Yeah. Actually, we played a gig a couple of years ago, and Daryl played again, so he's still at the trumpet.
Oh, well, that's awesome. You bet. And, of course, Gil was quite the promoter. He was a real estate agent, and everybody knew Gil. He was a good man to work for, wasn't he?
Well, he was. You know, he promoted the band. We took a tour to Texas for a couple of weeks and played from Enid, Oklahoma, down to Galveston, Texas, and the way back. We played every night for 2 weeks, came back and played a gig at the Elgon Ballroom in Alexandria. We were so dead tired that we fell asleep between numbers. Gil also had us one summer playing Battles of Music at the Prom Ballroom in St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
It'd be our band, and one night we'd play with the Whoopi John Band, another night with Fez Fritchie's band, one night with the Six Fat Dutchman. Gil was a great promoter.
Well, and what amazes me so much, and I only had the chance to work with Gil on a couple of occasions, but how he would, the New Ulm bands were everybody looked up to. It just seemed like that was the standard to measure up to. Gil was not afraid of doing that. He competed. He put your band up against any time, any New Ulm band. He had a high esteem of the band, I thought.
Well, and he did it right. He got the musical arrangements from Slivers.
Yeah.
Down in New Ulm, and Slivers wrote the arrangements for the Six Fat Dutchman and the Fez Fritchie Band. And when we did Battles of Music at the Prom Ballroom, the last 45 minutes, the two bands would play together. And I looked at the music, and I said, this is the same music that we have. Well,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Slivers was playing with Fez Fritchie.
Yeah.
And he had written the arrangements.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. Pretty neat. Well, Roger, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're now at 3 minutes past the hour of 12. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Sure.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Looking at the calendar, Thanksgiving already this week, and the St. Joe Meat Market has hams, turkeys, fresh or smoked, meat and cheese trays, and lots of flavors of sausage to center that holiday meal around. Yes, the St. Joe Meat Market is a busy shop, so phone your orders in advance for even better and quicker service. We are forever thankful for all of you, our great and loyal customers. Don't forget, the St. Joe Meat Market has gift cards for that special someone, always the right gift in any amount, and they never expire. And also now, while supplies last, steak bags are back. Yes, a nice assortment of T-bones, rib steaks, New York strip steaks, club steaks, all for $50, a great value. Just think, when you go out to eat, how quickly you can spend $50. And here you can get a shopping bag full of pre-cut, fresh, frozen steaks. For more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web. That's www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the St. Joe Meat Market, and may you have a happy Thanksgiving. Roger, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. Get a nice meat package put up at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we get that to you and hope that you and your wife and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Very good. Well, along the way, I understand, and I never really got to see you perform, but you formed another band, one called the River City Jazz Band. How'd that happen?
I organized a number of bands. We had the River City Jazz Band, which was a Dixieland band, basically. And then we set up the Don Molloy and the KNSI Radio Orchestra, which was a big band.
Okay.
Recently, I had a big band called Sizzle and Swing.
Oh, yeah.
Which was some of the music that was with the Molloy band.
Uh-huh.
And lately, I've been playing community bands, St. Cloud Municipal Band, Star of the North Band out of Fridley, and the Meyer Grove Band.
Oh, yes.
You know, Meyer Grove is kind of fun with some of my old classmates from high school, and my cousins are in the band. Bern Meyer, my cousin, was the director for many years, and Gary Zwack, his son-in-law, is the director now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really family, fun kind of band, and I really enjoyed that activity the last few years.
That's awesome. And so you're still keeping that lip in shape and still active then?
Well, the lip isn't in the shape that it used to be.
Yeah.
But I'm still playing clarinet and saxophone.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's just a great story. You know, I think we'd both agree that the opportunities aren't there like they used to be. I mean, remember the days of old when you played Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, and there was a dance in every town, it seemed like, huh?
That's right. The venues were all over the place. All the ballrooms were in existence. I remember when I started with the Guild Style Band, we played a minimum of three nights a week.
Yep.
Every Wednesday was at the Richmond Coliseum, and on the weekends we would travel all the way down to Schlieff's little city, out towards Pine City, sometimes to South Dakota, sometimes up north. Yeah, we played a lot, and there were a lot of opportunities to play.
Absolutely.
I feel bad these days that musicians in high school who are playing don't have the opportunity to have the venues that we had to play in.
Isn't that true? People say that the music is going away or fading out. And, you know, I remember as a high school student asking the question, why do we have to practice, you know, why do we have to have concerts, you know, because there was so much stress on a student. You were busy studying, and of course in those junior senior years you had a part-time job, and so it just seemed to be kind of a thorn in your side. But one of the directors really got my attention. He said, if there was no concert, if there was no performance, there'd be no reason to practice and nobody would play. And that, I really found out, came to be true. Isn't that the way it is, huh?
One of the reasons I'm enjoying playing with these community bands is it shows that the students that, and sometimes we play with schools, with high schools and concerts, shows that there is a life after high school band.
Mm-hmm.
And is that there are community bands around. You know, Alexandria has one, Meyer Grove, St. Cloud. And the Twin Cities has a lot of community bands, so people who want to can pull their instruments out, dust them off, and join community bands.
Well, I remember a good story back in the days when we were in high school, and you know the fellow well, too, Ron Eichmeyer, a great tuba man out of central Minnesota. And Ron and I were classmates and graduated together. But one time back at Tech High School, and Ted Thorson was the band director there, and Ron opted to play for a dance job over a concert. And boy, did he get the raspberries from Ted Thorson, the band director. And Ron kind of stood up and stated his case, and it's really true. Ron said he had a chance to make some money. And Ron, you know, was an enterprising young man at that time. And he said after this to Ted Thorson, too, he said, how many kids play instruments in school But after school, that instrument lays in the closet, never to be touched again. And fellows like Ron and yourself and myself have gone on to make money and, you know, make something of our education in music. And he really had a point, I think.
Yes, sure did.
You bet. So, yeah, fun story there. I know we muse about it now. And poor Ted, I'm not sure if he's still living or not, but I always tell the story how he used to agonize because some of us musicians, and I'm sure you were the same, we were in the marching bands in high school. And quite often the director was busy in the band room getting things organized. And so the students were out on a weeknight out in the parking lot getting lined up and ready to go. And, of course, Ron would kick off Happy Days Are Here Again on the tuba. And all of us would join in. And some of the city kids, well, they'd look around and, well, I guess this is cool. We'll play this too, you know. And Ted would come out, and he'd almost put both hands on his head like, oh, my gosh, what's happening to my band here? But it was really fun all those years.
Well, with the St. Cloud Municipal Band, we've been going to community schools in the St. Cloud area, Albany, Holdingford, Malacca, and playing a concert, joint concert with their high school bands.
Oh, really?
And then some of them have actually joined the band after they finished high school. So there are a lot of us who have been encouraging young people to keep playing, keep enjoying music, keep music alive, and it can be a lifetime activity.
You bet. You bet. And for me, and I'm sure, well, you can share the sentiment with the listeners as well, you know, we all had our day jobs. I was at the meat market all those years. You were in the courthouse, in the law profession. But, you know, you could have had a really bad day or a stressful day. You got onto the job, that 9-to-1 job back in those years, and it seemed like you just forgot the stress and cares of the world, and it was always fun to be on the stage, wasn't it?
Sure was, and I have to tell you a little story. With the River City Jazz Band at one point, we had Don Malloy in the band and Roger Van Heel on trombone. Mike Murphy was playing clarinet. Mike was a lawyer in town. And Dan Eller was playing drums at the time. And Dan Eller was a public defender for the 6th District. Roger Van Heel was a county attorney, and I was a district judge. Sometimes during the day, we'd be hollering at each other in court. And then at night, we would go play Antones on Wednesday night. But when we played, work our regular job didn't interfere with the playing.
No, and that was the rules of the game anyway. You're not supposed to take work along with you. It's supposed to stay in the courtroom or in the office or whatever. And, boy, that's a classic example of it. And, it was just a great, great activity. Take your mind off of things. And, you know, I think our enjoyment was watching the dancers, watching the people that were sitting in the booths listening, tapping their toes. It was so satisfying to see people enjoying themselves, wasn't it?
It really was. Playing for dances was very, all playing, really, if you have an audience, you get a feedback from the audience.
Yep.
And as the dancers would go by and they'd wave and smile when you played a number that they were familiar with, it was a very satisfying activity.
And it was fun to play with our fellow musicians because picking out a tune, say the Elephant's Waltz, Roger and Ron, those guys could really play that Elephant's Waltz. And everybody tried to be like Elmer Scheid, you know, that was one of the bands. And Der Comic had such a great recording of that. And so I remember the Gil Styles and Ray Dronel Orchestras playing that same arrangement. And when you had that fellow musician, you kind of take your hat off to them, watch them play that tuba solo. Or maybe it was a different arrangement that might have had a trumpet solo in it. Thinking of Daryl Voorhees playing Wonderland by Night. Boy, it was really great, wasn't it?
It was. It really was.
You bet. Some of your favorite arrangements to play back over the years. What really got you thrilled when Ray or Gil would call up a number?
Well, Gil, for both Ray and Gil, I did some of the arranging for the band, as did Roger Van Heel.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd give me a concertina sheet and a recording of some band. It could have been Ivan Cale Band, or it could have been Six Fat Dutchman or Babe Wagner Band, and we tried to recreate what we heard on the recording,
mm-hmm.
and wrote the arrangements. And I can't remember which of the tunes I liked the best, but I remember the tempo polka.
Oh, yes.
That Gil wanted me to write, and He always wanted for a C concertina.
Oh yeah.
Because that's how it was recorded. Well, the C concertina was fine, but it puts the trumpets
in four sharps.
Problem, and that is, it's either really high or really low.
Yeah.
And playing in many sharps, the trumpets didn't really like that. So sometimes I would write it for the E flat concertina, and it'd be a little easier.
You bet. You bet. Well, our time is running short here, Roger. I forgot to warn you, but I usually ask everybody to think back over their career. If there was an event or a memory or anything that stood out in their career that they would want to share with the listeners, and believe me, just to give you a moment to think about it, I've heard pretty much everything from getting caught into snowstorms, playing in New York or some big city in front of a whole host of fans, 10,000 people or something. Some of the guys have played for president's inaugurations, been inducted into the Music Hall of Fame. What comes to mind in your mind? What some memory that you might want to share?
Well, the memories I have are with the Star of the North Band and the St. Cloud Municipal Band and the Meyer Grove Band, and that all of these community bands have been traveling. And so we've done international gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, Argentina, China. The bands have given me an opportunity to play and travel around the world. And so together, that has really been a highlight of my music activity.
Boy, I guess that is wonderful. And lastly, before I let you go, talk about some of your favorite places to play over your career.
Well, I sort of enjoyed playing at the Granite City Ballroom when it was in existence.
Very nice venue, you bet.
And the other two places I really enjoyed was the Glenwood Ballroom and the Elgon Ballroom in Alexandria.
Oh, yes, yep.
The Prom Ballroom was always fun with the Battle of Music. For many years, when I had the River City Jazz Band, we would play Antone's in Way Park.
Oh, yeah.
And he had an old rickety piano that sort of fit in with the kind of music we were playing, the 1920s music. So that was a fun place to play.
Absolutely. Well, very good. Well, as you look back over your career, you'd do it all again?
Absolutely.
There you go. I would too. And it's been good. And we hope we're not done yet. Maybe we'll wind up on the stage again sometime together.
Well, good. Looking forward to it.
All righty. So with that, we're going to let you go. I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Roger Klopaki, joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program here, 399th guest. And Roger, I tell everyone, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
All right, Si. Have a good day.
All righty. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. And there he goes, Mr. Roger Klopaki, our 399th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 26 our current temperature. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Gil Styles Band and also the Ray Dronnell Orchestra. Thank you. Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 399th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Roger Klopaki out of Cold Spring right now, but originally out of St. Martin and then Melrose, our 399th guest. And yeah, a great friend and a great fellow musician, played with Roger a number of times over the years, and always had a great time. Well, we're at 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 26 degrees. We're going to jump right into the music. Start out with the music of the Ray Dronnell Orchestra. Ray bought the band from Gil Style back in the 60s. And, of course, Roger playing with Gil Style, and then followed along in with the Ray Dronnell Band. And right now we're going to start things out. Let me see. We're going to start out with one called the Two Eddies Polka, the Ray Dronnell Orchestra. The Ray Dronnell Orchestra with the Two Eddies Polka, recorded back in the late 60s. Ray had bought the band from Gil Style and went right on to recording, and a great recording it was, one called Presenting Ray Dronnell Orchestra Old Time Favorites. Right now it's waltz time, Landler time actually. It's the Old Timers Landler, the Ray Dronnell Orchestra. Thank you. Reid Runnell on the concertina solo there from 1965, Old Time Favorites. It's the Old Timers Land there. Here's a great polka tune, one called the Morning Star Polka. Oh, great arrangement there by the Reid Runnell Band, and one called the Morning Star Polka. It's waltz time with the Reid Runnell Orchestra, one called the Dutch Maid Waltz. Thank you. Oh, Ray, great recording there of the Dutch Maid Waltz. Yes, an old Ray Dorschner recording by the Ray Dronel Orchestra. And boy, the saxes, you could hear Danny and Roger in there. So great, you bet. We're at 28 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 27 degrees currently here in Albany. In the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie, well, they are just returning from an awesome week in Branson. So the holiday season tours are in full swing. And it's not too late if you call soon to hop on board the motor coaches as they're heading to the Church Basement Ladies in the Looney Lutherans Hold the Lutefisk. It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas. And that's going to be December 9th and 21st. Both tours include coach, guide, lunch, and show. Christmas gift prizes and treats, a visit to Bachman's Wonderland store. Both shows are at the Ames Center in Bloomington, Minnesota. December 17th, you can enjoy the treat and prize-filled coach, caroling, and more as you travel to the Ives Theater for a delicious included lunch and the magical Medora Christmas show. Seats are still available if you call this week. The Holly Dazzle Bentleyville 2-day, December 6th and 7th, has 10 seats available for you and your friends. See the Glensheen Mansion and its holiday splendor. The Texas Tenors, deep in the heart of Texas, on December 28th, has 6 openings. So call soon. Call Jeannie B's Tours. And the phone number to call? Well, let's find that for you. 320-345-1581. That's 320-345-1581 for Jeannie B's Tours, you bet. And you want to join Jeannie B and the touring company this holiday season and make this season extra special. Jeannie and everyone at Jeannie B's Tours, they send holiday greetings to you and yours, and they thank you for your patronage. Yes, you are special to Jeannie B and her staff. And, there'd be no Jeannie B's Tours without you, is what Jeannie always tells me. So, yes, again, thank you from Jeannie B's Tours. Happy holidays. And make that call this week and get in on some of the fun there with Jeannie B's Tours through the holidays. Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Couple more by the Ray Dronel Orchestra. Here's another great recording by Ray and the band from 1965. It's the Minnehaha Polka. Thank you. The Ray Dronnell Orchestra with the Minnehaha Polka. Right now it's waltz time with one called the Red Handkerchief Waltz. Oh, yes, some good stuff for you there. The Ray Dronnell Orchestra from 1965, one called the Red Handkerchief Waltz. We're going to close up this segment of our musical treat for Dancing Feet with Ray Dronnell and the orchestra and a great recording of the At the Mill Polka. Thank you. The Reid Ronald Orchestra in one called At the Mill Polka. And boy, you can hear by that recording one of the premier bands out of central Minnesota back in those days. Great, great instrumentation there, great players, and yeah, some great camaraderie as I got to be part of that band for a number of years. 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand. Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original Zero Turn Lawnmower. And Kevin, of course, always with new models on hand. And yeah, lawn mowing season is probably coming to an end now. We could pick up our leaves one more time. And if there's not too much snow, we might just do that. Get the Hustler out one more time and run over to the lawn. And I've got a nice vac system on that Hustler that Kevin provided for us. And Kevin can do the same for you. Yes, check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes, attachments, baggers, and other attachments that are available. Suspension ride seat and mulchers and all of that comes with those Hustlers. So, yeah, check them out at Kevin's. And maybe you can put a nice bow on one of those and put it next to the Christmas tree. And your spouse will be so happy with that brand new Hustler. Of course, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. This is a good time of the year to call Kevin, bring that lawnmower out to Kevin's. He's got a lot of time this time of the year when the crops are all in to service that piece of equipment for you. Sharpen the blades, change your belts, hoses, lubricants. He can do it all. And, of course, Kevin does accept trades, so if old Bessie's getting a little tired, Kevin will make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. And, of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile, so he'll tune up old Bessie and put her out for sale. So if you're in the market for something used, good chance that Kevin might have something for you there as well. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number is 320-363-7459. 320-363-7459. Nice drive out to Kevin's. He's located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3, west side of the road. Look for the big post with the sign hanging from it in the ditch there. Nice driveway there, and, well, you bet, nice big yard for you to try out one of those Hustlers. And don't forget about the Ego line of power equipment. Kevin has taken that on as well this year. 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment, so great stuff there at Kevin's Countryside. Check it out this week. Kevin's happy to take care of you. So call ahead, and you'll be happy you did. Kevin's Countryside bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, we're going to switch gears right now on our musical treat for Dancing Feet and take you back in time. It's the Gil Stiles Band, and this is off of their recording Minnesota Style, and Roger Klopocky, of course, part of the band back then on this recording and arranged this number. He mentioned on the interview... it's one called the Temple Polka, the Gil Stiles Orchestra. Thank you. The Guild Styles Orchestra with one called the Temple Polka. And again, that was arranged for the band by Roger Klopaki. Right now, Old Time Waltz Time, one of my favorites by the Guild Styles Orchestra. And I remember the days growing up as a youngster. Dad would always have on music on Chasm on a Sunday afternoon. And usually the first part was always brought to you by the Guild Styles Realty. And it was 15 minutes of the Guild Styles music. And then the last half of the half hour was Whoopi John's show. And that was brought to you by local advertisers. So, yeah, was really neat. So right now, it's the Guild Styles Orchestra with one called the Vagabond Waltz. Yeah, great stuff for you there. One called the Vagabond Waltz, the Guild Styles Orchestra. Right now, here's a classic by Guild Styles. It's one called Grandfather's Clock. Thank you. Gil Stiles Orchestra, yes, taking us back in time with one called Grandfather's Clock. Here's a nice waltz tune recorded by many bands over the years. Gil Stiles really had a nice recording. It's the Midnight Waltz. Gil Stiles Orchestra with the Midnight Waltz. Time for just a couple more selections, and right now it's one called the Schmaltz Polka. The Gil Stiles Orchestra with one called the Schmaltz Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that with a nice waltz tune, and I believe Roger said he arranged this one as well for the band. It's one called the My Darling Waltz. Thank you. The Guild Style Orchestra with one called the My Darling Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And a great honor to be able to do kind of a tribute today as Roger Klopphockey, our guest here. And we talked about a lot of the great musicians that played for both Guild Style Band and the Ray Drommel Orchestra. So fun time doing this show.